W2 UJR WDHCCS.
Okay, very good. Gary, this is W2UJR. Everybody else has experiences in their younger days. Gosh, I got some experiences I don't think I should talk about, but I'll have to wait till Bob W2PFF is in here with me. We can combine our resources and tell you about some of the things we used to do when we were younger. I remember one thing. Younger people remember the Ford spark coil, but that was the ignition system on a Model T Ford. They had four of them, one for each cylinder, and they had a commutator segment on the arrangement on the drive shaft that used to key these coils on off to fire each cylinder. Well, they made good noisemakers, and I found that if you had a vibrating contact on it like a doorbell, not like the they didn't have a distributor breaker points like they had on later vehicles, but these little vibrating contacts would make the thing make a continuous spark. I found that if you tighten the fiber up so it would make a real nice high-pitched whine, and use a couple of pieces of pencil leads as a spark gap and put a little antenna on it, on a nice warm summer night where the neighbors had their radios going, you could turn this thing on and off and make a big bark-sounding noise in their radio. So I don't think the neighbors ever found out who was doing that. Yeah, we used to dig caves, too. We'd go about 10 feet apart on the side of a hill and dig horizontally into it, and then go in about 3 feet and then turn toward each other and dig toward each other until we met. Luckily, we didn't it didn't collapse on us, and I don't think our parents ever knew that we were doing things like that. Anyway, Herb, you might give your experience there in your first meeting with W2OY. That was quite an experience, I know, for you. I don't know when I first met you. It's probably sometime in the mid-50s, down on 75 meters. So I got caught up that last morning, so let's go out to Herb and see what experiences he can give us today. Yeah, Tom, I think you're right. I think we should give our QTHs here so the SWLs can send us a QSL card or an SWL card. I haven't ever got any. I've been on this frequency now for how long? Over 10 years. And I've never received an SWL card from anyone. So are you, Herb? K2JVM in the group. This is W2UJR.